This is Mike Breed at the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for February 2020. Last month, there were 2,673 single-family homes sold across the Commonwealth, a 5.3% decrease from February 2019. Meanwhile, the median sale price increased 4.1% on a year-over-year basis to $380,000, an all-time high for the month of February. Meanwhile, there were 1,402 condo sales in February, a 13.6% increase from January 2019, with a median sale price of $400,000, a 16.6% increase from a year earlier. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. It's great to talk to you. We haven't seen each other for, a week now. We've had our office closed and working remotely. Hope you're doing well.
You know, it's certainly been a change, and I'm sure it's been an adjustment for just about everybody in the state. Now, we didn't see much of an impact in our February numbers, but I think we can probably expect that to change when our March numbers get released next month. Now, with that in mind, February was another record-setting month for single-family homes in Massachusetts. But with current economic uncertainty and the state essentially at a standstill, do you expect this streak to continue in the coming months?
Statewide, the single-family median price was up 4.1%. Now, for the past 2 months of 2020, it is up about 5.3%. Now, these are solid gains, but pretty much in line with what we have been seeing in price appreciation for the past 3 years or more. So really nothing unusual in these numbers. However, the modest but steady gains we have seen for 8 years are now compounding, and we've been setting these all-time records for median price. You mentioned economic uncertainty. Well, we certainly have that in spades. Since our data reports are on closed sales, just the closed sales, that's the deeds recorded at the Registry of Deeds, we will probably see fairly normal and consistent upwards trends, which we report in the March data. Those closings are for sale, are for homes that went under contract before the pandemic had really reached its frightening levels. I suppose that some people who signed a purchase and sale contract and scheduled a closing date in the second half of March may have gotten cold feet and might back out of their contract. But the real effect of the economic chaos of the pandemic will be seen in the second quarter data. Unfortunately, the upcoming quarter is the start of the big spring market. A slowdown is inevitable. People who feel that their jobs are at risk have been also seeing their investments and retirement accounts shrink. Those people are not going to be home shopping aggressively in the second quarter.
Now, I mentioned earlier that the median condominium price in February was $400,000, which is a huge spike over a year earlier. Now, this is the second consecutive month that the median condo price has been higher than the median single-family home price. Do you expect this to be the new normal in Massachusetts?
Yes, the condo market is really booming. Sales are up 13.6% last month, and the median price is up 16.6%. The reason for these large gains is that big projects, big developments that are coming ready for occupancy. So the people who signed contracts for the new units are closing this year, even though they signed the contracts last year. Now, in the first 2 months, sales are up about 18%, and the new units are commanding higher prices. So for the first 2 months of the year, the condo median price is higher than the single-family median price. We have been predicting these increases for some time now. There's no surprise in all of this. The question now is whether every buyer who signed a purchase and sale contract will actually close on the deal in the coming weeks. Some may get cold feet and back out of the deal that they had made. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for February 2020. If you would like more information about the products and services offered by The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.